are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your personal city, you need to call your local talk station and say, bring Double D down the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Lots of stories today. Looks like Medicare is going to penalize hospitals that readmit too many patients. This has been a part of Obamacare. It's going to continue because they need to save money. Maybe it's a good idea for hospitals to not push people out so quickly, and you know, or maybe this is going to cause more problems than it's worth. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how ecstasy has been shown to cause changes in brain chemistry. Also, some other issues and updates, like a vaccine that is underway to help fight cancer. We've made some developments with it, so we're pretty excited about that. But what's most exciting are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Lots of controversial issues we talked about today, you know, like Plan B being over the counter for, you know, children under age 17. We also talked about bariatric surgery in children. Should insurance cover it? Well, you know, interesting. Fox News has a list here of the top 10 most controversial health stories of 2011. And when I was going back through these, I think we talked about these on the show throughout the year, and it's kind of interesting how when you, you know, sum up what happened this year, some crazy stuff like mammograms and breast self-exams. Is it worth it? Do people really need mammograms at age 50? If they do they need it every year, every 3 years? Remember, we were talking about that. Is your multivitamin killing you? That was a story we talked about a month or two ago where they said people taking supplements like iron, folic acid, vitamin B, zinc, had a higher risk of dying earlier. And we were talking about, well, really, what's in the supplements? Is it some of the substrates? You know, I mean, should we not tell people to take their vitamin? We decided not to. We decided that there's not enough information. Jury's not out on this. So if you are deficient in vitamins, you supplement. But if you aren't deficient, don't overdo. Okay, right? If you aren't low in calcium, you get enough calcium, you don't have to, you know, overdo it. If your vitamin D is good, remember last month we were talking about people with high vitamin D could be at risk for atrial fibrillation. Get your vitamin D level checked. If they're good, you don't have to overdo it. If they're low, then you supplement. Synthetic marijuana was killing kids or sending them to the ER. That came out this year. The pregnant woman that ran the marathon and then gave birth hours later did fine. She and baby did fine. She actually finished before her husband. They said that was interesting. Barefoot running shoes are hot. I guess there has, this I didn't cover, barefoot running shoes. But I got to tell you, in the news today, they were talking about how many trainers want people to go back to running on the beach and working out barefoot. You know, going back to the basics. Our foot was designed to be barefoot and to deal with the ground and the, but you know, I have a problem with that, okay? Because with the way we were designed at caveman days, you had mud, you had soil, you had you know, the ground and different depths to it and textures. You know, they didn't have asphalt and concrete back then. So I don't know if I would recommend. I used to do a lot of working out barefoot, and then I had severe foot pain. I've actually suffered with foot pain for a while until, believe it or not, I got those Skechers shoes, those rocker bottom Skechers shoes. It was interesting. I had to do a news piece, a news segment on these shoes, and they were being advertised as helping tone your legs and butts. And but which, you know, I thought was kind of ridiculous, because what happens is whenever you try something new, yes, your muscles have to adapt, but then after a while it gets used to it. So no, I didn't think there was any truth to that. However, when I wore them for a few days to research them, I noticed my foot pain stopped. We talk about foot pain a lot on the show because I know a lot of you suffer from it. One example is plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is where when you wake up, you're limping, because the band of tissue connecting your toes, the ball of the foot to your heel, contracts when you're asleep. So you need to stretch that foot out and stretch that foot out. And when you stretch it out, after a while, it stops hurting. So most people that have plantar fasciitis, they say my foot pain's only in the morning. And then after I walk, it goes away. Well, I had severe, I would be limping in the morning. And then after I wore these shoes, I was good. So some people are like, wait a second, you're on Fox 5 saying the shoes don't help. I go, I'm not wearing it from toning. I'm wearing it for foot pain. So I believe you need support, but you need support because we're walking on concrete. You know, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have very, very hard ground. We have extremely, you know, trying to build the house in the, in this type of, so it's not even clay. I mean, it is very, very hard, you know, because it's eroded, it's the desert, not very soft at all. So, no, I wouldn't recommend going barefoot, but that's a study that came out today. Also this year, they said no TV before age 2. Pediatrician said children should be free playing. They really shouldn't be watching TV. It's not like they can really understand the, storyline to Glee, right? Although I like the music in Glee, so if I was a 2-year-old, I'd probably be rocking out to it. High salt diets may kill you, but low salt diets might too. A couple months ago, they were saying that death from cardiovascular problems was 56% higher for men who ate the least amount of sodium. Although people with high blood pressure need to lower their salt intake, some people need salt. And sometimes low salt diets isn't the best thing for you. So that had come out. Baby shampoo being toxic. We were talking about this year how Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo had some possible chemicals that were formaldehyde releasing. And so Johnson & Johnson has taken that out of its American supplies. Many of its overseas products already have this gone. Cell phones may or may not cause cancer was a big story this year. And one of the latest research studies that came out last week say no cancer risk to cell phones. And finally, there was the study where you had a news anchor. Now, this is according to Fox. I think there were bigger news stories than this. But there was a news anchor who, while she was on air, started to slur, almost looked like she had a stroke. She actually appeared to have broken his aphasia where she wanted to say something and it didn't come out. They diagnosed her with migraine, but it prompted us to talk a lot about TIAs and mini strokes, etc. So it's been an interesting year in medicine, but we're going to still keep it up. The year's not over yet. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, in political news, it looks like the one Newsmax debate that Donald Trump was going to mediate at the end of December looks like has been scrapped. Only Newt Gingrich and I believe Santorum were the only candidates that agreed to debate. Everybody else passed. And, you know, at first I was like, well, this is going to be a good debate. I think Donald Trump's going to ask some direct questions. Hopefully he'll really hit on health care, which is something I'm very interested in, as well as other issues, national issues, et cetera. But it's just, you know, on these debates, you know, all you hear is, okay, well, repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, which is fine, great, wonderful. But, you know, what else are you going to do? So I was kind of hoping I'd see a little bit more feistiness in terms of the questions. But then on the flip side, you know, when you hear that Donald Trump may throw his name in the ring when he's done with The Apprentice in May and run as an independent, and, you know, independents usually pull from the Republican side, then, you know, if these guys are mad, I don't blame them. You know, I mean, you have somebody here in the middle of everything that's happening saying, oh, yeah, I may throw my name in the ring and run. And, you know, Trump, he's a showman. Yeah, you know, I mean, he does a lot for publicity. And I am tired of politics being publicity stunts, which is what they've always been. You know, I mean, every answer is well-crafted. Every campaign is well-crafted. Every photo shot. I mean, everything that's going on right now with Congress and the payroll tax. Although it sounds like the House finally passed the extending the cut of the payroll. I mean, from what I understand, we've made some movement. But, I mean, everybody's worried about their political career. So you're just watching. It's like you're watching a Hollywood set. And I'm tired of it because, I mean, we have jobs in the balance. We have people's income in the balance. We have hungry mouths to feed. We have people that need cancer treatment. We have kids that need kidneys. And you know, we're leaving it up to the hands of politicians that are goofing off and, you know, worried about their political careers and, you know, trying to have the right sound bite at the right place at the right time. And I'm frustrated. I really wish politicians weren't making the decisions for our country. But unfortunately, that's the system we have, and that's what we got to live with. So Newt Gingrich still ahead of the polls. Sounds like he may be slipping a little bit in Iowa. They said Gingrich is at 22% support, slightly ahead of Ron Paul at 21% support, while Romney's at 16% in the Iowa polls. Yet I believe in, I'm trying to see if this was New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I think, is Romney's. There was another poll, I'm sorry, I'm reading this as we go, where Newt Gingrich still appears to be way ahead. So we'll see how things go over less than 3 weeks from the election. I mean, I'm at the point now where, you know, I'm kind of tired of watching these debates. Okay, they kind of say the same thing over and over again. Maybe one offers a bet to another. Maybe one, you know, gives a punch to another. And it's like, look, okay, this is kind of serious. I want this election over with, and I want some things done now. And right now, I mean, I believe President Obama's going to be out. We're going to have a lame duck session, but my worry about that is he's going to pass some pretty, I think, ridiculous legislation, just like the Obamacare, so he could leave with a bang. And I'm a little nervous with what's happening. So we'll see where we go. Now, among some of the ramifications of the legislation, we have right now Medicare planning to penalize hospitals that readmit too many patients. Okay? So more and more people are finding themselves kicked out of the hospital early and then having to come back to the hospital. Now, Medicare is going to penalize the hospital if you have to be readmitted. Okay, so you're thinking, all right, great idea. Great idea. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep you in there longer. They'll keep you in there longer, make sure you're completely cooked, nice and ripe, and then you leave. This way they don't get penalized. See, I don't see it that way. I see it as you come back to the ER, they won't admit you because the readmission will penalize them. See, I see the flip side happening. Maybe I'm being pessimistic. But if the hospital is going to be penalized, if the hospital readmits you, they're not going to keep you longer the first time. They're just not going to probably take you the second time. And you're going to be stuck in the ER, or they'll watch you in the ER. Okay, I used to do that too. When there was no beds in the hospital, and I was the ER doc, and nobody would admit to them, then we would take care of you in the ER. And then if you ended up getting better and didn't need to be admitted, you got released. So we're going to start seeing that, which is going to clog the ER system. You're not going to get better care in the ER. ER is designed for ER, not designed for monitoring, not to mention all the bugs and stuff you're exposed to. I see this as a huge problem. Why are you penalizing this? This is my problem with this whole Obamacare issue. Is this word penalize keeps coming up. Employers, if you don't pay for the health care, then you are going to be penalized with a fine. Hospitals, you're going to be penalized. Doctors, you're going to be penalized. Doctors are going to be penalized if they don't follow certain guidelines. They'll be paid less. Meaning, if the doctor thinks you need an MRI because he's got a gut instinct something's wrong, and he orders it, he'll get penalized. So you're going to have less gut instincts. They're going to follow the cookbook Kathleen Sebelius guidelines. And Kathleen Sebelius isn't even a doctor, I might add. She's a political science major, but she and her committees are going to be coming up with guidelines. Again, I'm not saying this because I'm a right-wing nut, okay? All right, I've agreed with Democrats and Republicans throughout my life on different issues. I'm not just following party line on this. I'm talking to you all as a doctor. And when I see things like this, really, you're going to penalize a hospital that will readmit you. They're not going to take you then. Do you want to know what else came out the last year or two? All right. Did you guys remember on my show, we talked about how if you're a patient and you have Medicare and you're in the hospital, and let's say you get up and you fall, and that fall could have been prevented, and you broke your leg and you need surgery, Medicare will not pay for it because the fall could have been prevented. The hospital has to pay for it. You know that's a rule. Is that ridiculous? So you get, you're a little dizzy. Okay, you're like, you know what, I want to go to the bathroom. You're a little dizzy. The nurse is dealing with another patient. You get up, you fall, you break your leg. Medicare won't pay for it. They're saying, uh-uh. All right, so the hospital pays for it. So now the hospital has to treat your broken leg. Now they have to call in a doctor who's not going to get paid. They have to call in an anesthesiologist that's not going to get paid. And it's going to be very well known and highly publicized that it's not going to get paid. And here you are, poor patient, about to be cut on and operated on for free. Are you going to get the fanciest care? Are you going to get the most amount of pain medicine? Are you going to get the long stay? No. Medicare said, not going to cover it. That is very scary. You don't tell the doctor, the hospital, the pharmaceutical company, the IV tech, the lab, that something that could have been prevented. Let's say, for example, you get an infection while you're in the hospital. Medicare's not going to pay for it. They said that could have been prevented. This is bullcrap. This is baloney. All right, well, now you need an antibiotic. Who's paying for it if Medicare isn't? Well, I guess the hospital has to foot the bill. Is the hospital going to come up with the fanciest, schmancy, most fancy antibiotic? No, they won't. They're doing it gratis. Am I the only person that sees a problem with this? Medicare is penalizing the wrong people. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, there should be enough nurses. You know, if the nurse isn't there to be with the patient, yes, it should be the hospital's fault. But the hospital isn't the one getting spanked. It's you. You're the one that broke your leg. You think the hospital's going to say, okay, let's call in the bed? No. They're already financially strapped. Hospitals are going under. Hospitals are closing. And now Medicare is saying you foot the bill? Now Medicare is saying you readmit that person, you're going to be penalized. What's your readmission going to be like? What's going on here? So you see what's happening. People are going to say, you know what? Okay, then fine. I don't want Medicare. I don't want Medicare. I'll pay cash. People who have money are going to go to this system that's going to be a very VIP concierge, fancy schmancy system, and it's going to be a two-tiered system. You're going to have the government system, and those that have money are going to be able to buy out of this government system and have a system where, all right, if they break a leg in a hospital, it gets covered. It's going to be a very expensive system. And what are the rest of us in the middle supposed to do? This is scary stuff. Penalizing. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com. bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network that is distributing the show. We got Kyle working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for listening to the show. So, earlier this hour, we were talking about how U.S. is going to be cracking down on Medicare painkiller abuse. All right, health authorities are directing Medicare prescription drug plans to withhold payments for popular painkillers when they suspect patient abuse. All right, again, sounds good, like good idea at first. Okay, they want to combat fraud. There is a lot of fraud, all right? Department of Health and Human Services noted evidence of doctor shopping when patients approach several doctors to get multiple prescriptions of addictive painkillers like OxyContin and Percocet. It's also encouraged doctors to issue prescriptions for such drugs that provide a supply for 30 days or less. All right, like I said, so far makes sense, but you'll see. Government Accountability Office found that in 2008, some 170,000 people in Medicare receive prescriptions from five or more doctors for drugs that are frequently abused. They incurred about $148 million in prescription drug costs, much of which was paid for by the government. This included OxyContin, Percocet, Lortab were some of the most filled class of prescription drugs. They say a prescription painkillers is responsible for more deaths than cocaine and heroin, which we talked about on the show. They say 15,000 Americans died from a record number of overdoses of prescription painkillers in 2008. CDC estimated as of last year, 12 million Americans were using prescription opioid or narcotic pain relievers. HHS, Human Health Services, said that the government has recovered almost $3 billion resulting from health care fraud this year. Okay. At the outset, sounds good. A lot of fraud, people overdoing painkillers, killing themselves, crackdown. Sounds wonderful, okay? Until you ask a doctor, okay, what they think. And I think back, and I look at some of my patients on Medicare that are on pain pills because they have cancer or they had a failed hip replacement or they have bilateral knee severe osteoarthritis and they're too sick to go through the knee replacement. And you start seeing that, yeah, they're on chronic pain medicines. And I don't do chronic pain medicines. I do like a 30-day supply or less. I'm not equipped to do chronic pain. I don't believe I got enough training. I let the pain management doctors do that. Plus, the pain management doctors, they could, you know, possibly do something. They could maybe do injections, like in the back. They could treat, you know, do discograms. They could do more invasive testing than I could do in my family practice office. So I don't really get involved too much. And yes, one of the reasons why I do is we did have people that were abusing the system, calling me up in the middle of the night. I just didn't want it anymore. I don't manage pain. I manage diabetes. I manage blood pressure. I manage skin issues, gynecological issues, prostate issues. I just don't manage pain, so I don't do it. So it's very easy for me to say, all right, I can't do more than 30. But I transferred the patient to somebody who could help them. Okay, just because somebody's on painkillers doesn't mean they're an addict. Remember, more and more of us are outliving our joints. Knock on wood, thank God, we're living past 40, 50 years old. And I'm sorry, when you're in your 60s and 70s, you've really worn down that cartilage that you've gotten. I'm in my 40s and I've worn down my cartilage. So I understand that a lot of you out there are in pretty severe pain. Now, Medicare's cracking down. Okay, are they cracking down on the bad guys or on everybody? Well, how do they know who's a bad guy? Now, they said, if we remember what I read, they are looking at people who have received prescriptions from five or more doctors for drugs that are frequently abused. Okay. Now, yeah, if somebody's, you know, doctor hopping, it's very easy to tell. Somebody goes one day to one day to another, very easy to tell. We do a DEA report on them. DEA can find them easy. But what about the person that goes to one doctor and the doctor's like, I don't believe in painkillers. I'm just going to, painkillers are just going to give you 15 pills. And it's written one every 4 to 6 hours. So you go through those 15 pills in a couple days. All right, then you're like, okay, well, that person doesn't like doing pain. I'm going to, you know, make an appointment with another doctor. The other doctor goes, look, I don't manage this, but I'll give you some. It's very easy to end up seeing 4 or 5 doctors until finally somebody says, look, I need you to see pain management. What if you can't afford to see pain management? What if the copays are too high? What if pain management can't get you in for 3-4 weeks? So, again, I'd like to really look at their selective process. My recommendation to you is if you think you fall under this gray category where you could be looked upon as an addict, and, you know, maybe in all honesty, you know, you may be addicted to pain medicine. I mean, if you're taking 100 Lortab every month, that's a lot. Okay, you probably are addicted to it. I'm not, you know, no stereotype here, no stigma. You know, we have to call it like it is. If you're addicted to a pill, you're addicted to a pill. You have pain, you know, you're using it for pain management, you need the medication. You know, I mean, we have to realize if you do have an addiction to pain medicine for a valid reason, not because you're selling the stuff, right, not because you're popping it to feel good, but you have pain, then a couple things need to be done. Number one is you need to talk to your doctor about how much you're taking. Okay, if you do go to multiple doctors and you're, let's say, getting Lortab or Percocet, you know, there's Tylenol attached to it. And Tylenol can fry your liver. So if you're going through 100 Lortab a month, all right, that's at a 500 milligrams a pop, all right, that's 50 grams of Tylenol you're taking a day, a month. 50 grams, that's going to fry the liver. So that's an issue. OxyContin can give you cardiopulmonary arrest. So you probably need to talk to your doctor about cutting back anyway. You know, but if everything has been tried, you came back from, you're a veteran, you know, you've had failed back surgery, then I think you need to get your ducks in a row and get yourself in with a pain management doctor. All right. This way, somebody is managing your pain. Somebody is hopefully trying to wean you off, maybe coming up with other ways to handle your pain. There's patches. There's lollipops. There's other things you could do so you don't have to continually pop pills, which destroys your bowel and liver, etc. Even though other forms of transdermal pain medicine can do that, too. Maybe there's injections or something. And I understand cost is an issue. But listen, they are watching you. They're watching all of us. Nothing's private. Your medical history, there's nothing private. Your prescriptions are in databases. Your diagnoses are in databases. Everything's in databases now. Okay? Now, true, going to five doctors in a 30-day period, that is pretty excessive. But if you take a chronic amount of pain medicine, I'm going to tell you right now, Medicare is watching you. So sit down with your doctor. Make sure you're doing everything by the book. All right? If the doctor says, look, I'm fine with you. I'm seeing you once a month. Right? We're evaluating you. We're keeping an eye on your liver. We know you're not abusing the medication. You're taking one every 4 to 6 hours, et cetera. All right? Then good. But if your doctor's like, look, I don't like to do pain medicine. You're going to have to see somebody else. And you've been having to hop to other doctors. That's considered criminal in Medicare's eyes. You need to, actually, it's in DEA's eyes. It's called doctor hopping. Then you need to get yourself a solid doctor that can manage your pain. And again, please realize that what you're taking, again, can hurt. Okay? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I mean, you know, if any of you are on Medicare right now, I don't blame you if you're frustrated. You've been working your whole life, working hard. Okay, not a lot of us had desk jobs back then, so you probably did some hard labor. You probably served your country, right? You probably did a lot of things, and now you're, you know, going into your golden years, and, you know, you're finally asking for help. And not even asking for help, you're just, you know, hopefully receiving what you paid your dues for. And you're watching all these changes now and Medicare unravel right in front of you when you put in decades of dues. I mean, if I were you, I'd be frustrated. I'm frustrated. I'm in my 40s. I'm frustrated watching what's going on. And, if I was in pain and I wanted treatment, no, I really wouldn't want the government on my butt. No, I wouldn't. You know, I mean, you can't control that. You know, some of you were football players. Some of you exercised. And you exercised because that's what we told you. No pain, no gain. You had no idea you were going to destroy your joints. Some of you got afflicted with cancer. It went to the bone. Some of you had osteoporosis, incurred a fracture. So you have a compression fracture in your back. You're in pain. All right? The last thing you should be worried about is the government looking at you as a criminal. But unfortunately, because there's these idiots out there that have committed fraud, people are guilty until proven innocent. Like my recommendation, get yourself a pain specialist doctor. Make sure you're going down the right track with what you need to do. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so in news today, Jerry Sandusky shocked a courtroom full of people when he decided not to face the accusers and have a preliminary hearing. They say they're going to go straight to trial and they're going to fight to their death. Unfortunately, the attorney for Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky ticked off a lot of people when he said that if officials think that his client raped a 10-year-old boy and did little about it, they should call 1-800-REALITY. Now, he said that, he says, you know, telling them to get a life, but apparently 1-800-REALITY is a sex line for gay and bi-curious men. All right, so his quote, I got to tell you, this story gets creepier and weirder as we go. Last alleged victim was his grandson. Now you have the attorney saying, ticking people off. Anyway, So Amendola, which is his attorney, Joseph Amendola, during his lengthy comments to reporters outside the courthouse, said a former Penn State graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie, had witnessed a 10-year-old boy being sexually assaulted in a campus shower and had told the head football coach, athletic director, university vice president, and the university president. And their response was, quote-unquote, to tell Jerry Sandusky, don't go to the shower anymore with kids. I suggest you dial 1-800-REALITY because it makes absolutely no sense. Now, it turns out, like I said, that number is a sex line for gay and bi-curious men. So now people are upset that he said that because he's insulting a sex line. You really got to be careful whatever you say. You know, you have no idea. If I ratted off a number and if somebody's number. Speaking of number, I guess, you know that comedian that's always in the Adam Sandler movies? Blades of Glory, he plays stalkers or usually plays a homosexual man. Apparently his phone number was picked up by two people that moved to California and they had, gotten a phone line and the phone line ends up being him. So now they're getting calls, you know, oh man, we need you for a gig or we, just speaking of phones, I was transitioning there. All right. So you think, all right, when do we get to move on from the news from Sandusky? I mean, it has dominated the news and freaked us out, and I know people want closure to this, but it's not going to come quick. This is going to drag on. It's probably going to be a very extensive trial, and it just it's going to be interesting, but still just absolutely blows my mind away. Okay. People have been really shocked by this Georgia boy death. 14-year-old boy was found dead in his bed the day after having his wisdom teeth removed. Ben Ellis from Gilmer County, Georgia, had dental surgery on Wednesday morning, did fine, took some antibiotic, took a pain pill, some oxycodone, which is Percocet, roughly, and went to bed. Parents checked in on him at 1 a.m. He was doing fine. Next morning, he was already dead. Of course, this is very sad, very shocking. There's maybe a family history of seizures, but from what I understand, this boy, no medical problems. So a lot of people have been concerned. I've been getting emails. You know, oh my gosh, how did this happen? What could have happened? I mean, wisdom teeth surgery happens very commonly. I mean, you never hear of this. Years ago, there were some issues with a pediatrician who had given anesthesia to a pediatric child and she died in the chair. But this is a person who went home, felt fine, was able to take some medication. And you don't know. You don't know if he reacted to the medicine. You don't know. And it's scary because you, as a parent, there's nothing you could do different. There's, you know, if somebody has a reaction to a medicine, you usually see it right then and there. And so I wish I had some answers to this. If we do get any answers, I will let you know. But I know that hit news headlines, and we, again, our prayers are with the family of this boy, but it scares all of us. I mean, you know, I got my wisdom teeth taken out when I was, I believe I was 18. You know, and my kids, you know, they have teeth issues. And so, you know, we x-ray them when if those wisdom teeth come in funny. But you don't even think about it. You get procedures done every day. And then you hear of a case like this and you freak out. And I don't think anybody should freak out. It's just what concerns me is, you know, usually when you hear something like this, I tell people, all right, if your child had surgery, have them sleep in the room with you. Keep an eye on them. Right. You know, this way you know, but in this particular case, they did. They checked on the cable at 1 a.m. It was fine. You know, I what could they have done differently? And you just don't know. I had a lady who had been having abdominal pain for a while. No, don't worry, she's okay. It's not a sad story. She was having abdominal pain, and doctors were like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not your gallbladder. And, you know, she told me, look, Dahlia, I really, really want something done. So I sent her to a surgery group, good surgery group. I've been using them for years. And she had a surgery done on her gallbladder. And it was an outpatient surgery. She was sent home. But she kind of, you know, has had some other medical issues. And she had asked, she goes, you sure? You're kind of sending me home pretty quickly. And the husband was like, are you sure you don't want to watch her for a couple more hours? And they said, no. Uneventful surgery. She was fine. Well, as she's driving home, she starts to pass out. Apparently, she had an internal bleed. Husband had to drive her across town back to the hospital, admit her. She ended up having exploratory surgery. They don't know why she had any issues. They didn't see where the bleed came from. And they kept her for 5 days. So she's all, you know, freaked out, of course. You know, I told them to watch me. My husband told them to watch me. I bring this up because we had just talked about before the break, hospitals and, you know, Medicare wanted to penalize hospitals for sending you out too soon. I mean, if there was a benefit to a law like that happening is, you know, don't send the patient home too early. I mean, it's amazing how I see patients rushed out. There was a clinic. This was the clinic that got in trouble in Las Vegas for the hepatitis scare with the propofol. And all I remember as a student is the speed at which, you know, the patients went through. And I mean, it looked like a thorough colonoscopy to me. I mean, I was a medical student, you know, what did I know? But boy, you know, you wake up from the propofol, as soon as you're done, go. And I remember even with my surgeries, as soon as you're done, go. And we maybe need to spend a little bit more time observing patients. And if you think you need more time to be observed, and they kick you out, demand that you stay, or go right into the ER and say, I'm going to hang out here. You know, but trust your instinct. I think that's the point I want to make. I mean, I can't tell you how many patients, they say, Dahlia, the doctor wouldn't listen to me. Now, of course, you have some people looking for blame or whatever, but I really believe this one patient. I think she felt like she wasn't ready. The husband didn't think she was ready, and she went home too soon. Yet if somebody monitored her, saw her blood pressure go down, then, you know, something would have beeped. If the nurse was watching her blood pressure, I mean, we used to, whenever we had surgery, stay overnight. I mean, with the advancement of surgeries, robotic surgery and laparoscopic surgery, it's amazing how people are going home same day. Never heard of that. If you had your appendix, you stayed in the hospital. Your tonsils, you stayed in the hospital and you got ice cream. You didn't leave 2 hours later. You know, somebody could say we're saving money because we're kicking people out of the hospital very quickly. You know, we're saving money, but I don't think a lot of people are ready. Now, of course, you know, when my child had surgery, hell yeah, I said, let me take him home. I'm like, please, I'll handle this. You know, he wants to leave the hospital, I'll watch him. And I'm a doctor, and I felt comfortable, you know, and he was ready to go, so I didn't have a problem staying. But it's amazing how you get your gallbladder taken out, your appendix taken out, your hernia done, and boom, you're home a few hours later. It amazes me. And maybe we need to go back to 24-hour observation. But the thing is here we are, Medicare, they're trying to save money. 24-hour observation, a lot of times they do 23-hour observation. Okay, then it's coded less, it's cheaper. But, you know, keeping a person overnight, that's going to raise costs. So I don't know how this is going to work. Going back with Medicare and having hospitals penalized for readmissions, I really believe that if somebody has surgery, has a significant injury, no, they shouldn't be kicked out of the hospital too soon. If somebody has something minor, yes, you could get sick in the hospital. You could get MRSA. You're taking up a bed. Yes. You know, I mean, you know, if whenever I've been in the hospital, like when I delivered babies, I'm like, look, give my bed to somebody else, please. Let me go home or I'll wait in the waiting room. Just give my bed to somebody else. But for a lot of these people, no, they're not equipped to go home. You know, they have an elderly spouse. They, you know, don't have handicapped, you know, bars in the bathroom. So I think there's a lot more thought we need to put before we make these rules blatantly. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and visit my website at drdahlia.com. Take care.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.